Today's second date update involves a group pickup. A group of guys picked up on a group of girls.
Oh, okay.
Cool. And now none of them are getting a call back, and they're all on the line right now.
Shut up. All eight
of them.
We can't do it.
They're
on
the
phone.
They're all punched up. We're going to talk to the whole group.
No.
It's
going to
be confusing.
Actually, it's just Jake, who was in that group that picked up a bunch of girls, and he's not getting a call back from the girl that he liked. What's up, Jake? How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Are you the only one out of this group pickup not getting a call back, by the way?
I guess. I think I was also the only one to hook up, but I don't know. I could be wrong about that.
Oh, okay. Look, I liked how you threw in a humble brag there. Yeah. That was real cute, Jake.
So tell us about your second date update. Who do you want to call today?
I want to call Kara.
Okay. And how did you meet Kara?
So it was my birthday, and we went bar hopping, a group of my buddies, and we saw this cute group of girls.
Okay.
And so we sent them over around drinks. They accepted. Then went over there and just, you know, started hanging out and chatting and talking to them all. And
did you charge them for the drinks?
We did. Yeah, we did. Actually.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Just making sure.
Before you guys went over to the table of the group of girls, did you have a discussion about who is going to pair up with which woman?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we definitely worked that out beforehand. Yeah. And unfortunately, my last buddy, he got stuck with... Yeah, there's always one.
Yeah.
And he's the one in our group, too. So yeah,
the fall on the grenade, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So you got Kara. Tell us about Kara.
Kara, I mean, she's got these beautiful blue eyes. And
sound like you're going to say something else.
Yeah,
like, whoa.
Big blue eyes.
You know, it's strictly her eyes. Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. That's actually really nice. That's a nice compliment.
Yeah, and she just, like, really quick to laugh. And I love that. I thought that was... That was very charming.
So you guys seemed to click immediately when you started chatting with her?
I thought so, yeah, definitely.
What kind of signs was she giving you that she was into you?
I think I've read, like, they say the laughing. Maybe that's what, like, you know, if someone, like, laughs at your jokes and they're stupid, and mine usually are. So, but then when we went to go play beer pong, and it was going pretty good, but then I shot the ball, and it took this ricochet, and it hit her right in the face.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right in those beautiful eyes. Yeah. The left one, I think it was.
Nick, I love your eyes. I want to just swell one up real quick with a ping pong ball. Did she seem upset by that, or was it just a funny moment?
You know, we ended up laughing about it, so yeah. I think it actually was kind of a bonding moment, I guess. So I invited basically everyone back over to my place. I think just about everyone came, and we were hanging, and... she ended up spending the night.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ping pong ball to the face always gets the job done.
That's the move.
Okay, so how was everything the next morning?
Well, the next morning, she was getting dressed, and she couldn't find her bra.
Oh, you hit it, didn't you?
Well, that's my other move.
Uh-huh.
No, but, well, we spent, like, a good part of the morning looking around, trying to find it. Looked all over my room, like even the living room, and we never could find it. But I was like, hey, you know, maybe you still want to grab some breakfast or something. She was like, I got to go, got to get to work. And she left. So it was a little weird. But I ended up finding the bra a little later that day, and I called her, left her a message, and sent her a text, got your bra, you know, love to see ya.
Did you send her a picture of you wearing the bra?
You know, that was going to be my next,
Yeah.
But anyway, I have not heard from her since.
So she hasn't said anything back to you at all?
Wow.
Nothing. Yeah, and it's a nice bra.
Yeah.
That surprises me because normally that's the move. Like, a girl will leave something at your house so that you're forced to see her again.
That's
called the old leave behind.
Yeah. Well, sometimes girls just accidentally leave something behind and have to give it up because they don't want to see you again.
No.
I mean, that's expensive purchase. You know, she must really not want to talk to you.
Yeah, you messed up.
I hope not. I thought we were having a great time. You know, I thought we had a great time.
Is there any reason why you think she doesn't want to call you back?
Other than the ping pong balls, I know. I mean, I thought it was a pretty great night.
She was just stewing on that all night. You guys hooked up and everything. Next morning, just like, I can't get over the ping pong ball thing. I'm sorry.
Did she give you any indication that she wanted something more than just a hookup? Because maybe that's all she was looking for.
I don't think so. No, I mean, we were just hanging out for one night. You know, we didn't really get into anything serious, or it was just getting to know each other kind of talking. You know?
Okay, well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, or at least get her bra back.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Hang on.